It might have been the party of the century. Port Coquitlam wrapped up its centennial May Day celebrations last Saturday with a parade through its downtown followed by a massive party in the Terry Fox hometown square behind the city's gleaming new community center. According to a press release, the events attracted more than 25,000 visitors to Port Coquitlam's downtown. The event was a huge hit, the biggest event by attendance in the city's history, said Mayor Brad West. The festival was an atmosphere of so much community pride in the heart of our downtown. Saturday's festivities kicked off with the POCO May Day Kids Bike Race. More than 500 kids, ages 3 to 12, sped along Shaughnessy Street in a renewal of an event that was part of the annual POCO Grand Prix professional bike race until it fell victim to the COVID-19 pandemic. Then the pace slowed with the passage of the Rotary May Day Parade, featuring floats, marching bands and dancers representing more than 90 local community groups and businesses. The parade was led by family members of hometown hero Terry Fox. Following the parade, the celebrations continued with live music and cultural performances in the party at the square that also featured food trucks, a special artisans market, kids and youth zone as well as a beer garden. What a day it was for Port Coquitlam, said West. At Tri-City News May Day's full score. Hashtag Tri-City News hash Port Coquitlam hash Poco Proud hashtag Maydays hashtag Mayday Parade #100 Musical Note Original Sound, Tri-City News.